A very cold night is expected to occur across the upper Midwest and the northern plains tonight. But after that, a notable warming trend will take place. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. And we're going to see this warm up rather quickly, but tomorrow morning it's going to be nasty in the southeast part of our listening area in particular. This morning, we saw temperatures drop below minus 20 in Montana and in portions of Alberta and Saskatchewan, Canada. That high pressure center that was responsible for such temperatures will be relocated over the common border area of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska tomorrow morning, and that will result in a few more lower negative 20 degree readings in that particular area. The rest of our region will see temperatures mostly in the negative teens overnight tonight, and it should be the last of the really cold mornings. We'll start a notable recovery, and as we do so, we'll likely see a little bit of an increased wind speed around us on Saturday going into Sunday. Those winds will increase to 20 to 40 miles per hour and some stronger gusts. And while we're still in the cold air, we'll see some notable wind chills occurring across the region as well. There will also be a chance for a little wintry mix of precipitation types developing as the warmer air overruns our cold air mass. And so starting on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, we'll probably run into a little bit of light snowfall occurring initially near the Canada border in North Dakota and northern Minnesota. As we go from Sunday afternoon into Monday, we may see a little bit more of a wintry mix of precipitation types, and that will impact a larger portion of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. No major storm system is expected, but we will have that to deal with. Now, there will be a second storm that will be forming in the southwestern Midwest and headed towards the Great Lakes region as we go from Monday into Tuesday. And I believe this storm system has some potential of spreading some snow back across southeastern South Dakota and or southern Minnesota as it passes by. So that'll be the next storm system that might produce a little bit more organized precipitation for the region. Otherwise, it's all about the warm-up, and we are expecting to see the temperatures rebound in a very substantial manner. The high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday of next week will be solidly in the 30s across the region. We'll look for nighttime lows those 2 days, mostly running in the teens and 20s. And I'm talking about positive teens and positive 20s. There should not be any further sub-zero readings once we get beyond this weekend. In the meantime, down in South America, we're still expecting to see widespread rain occurring across Brazil, while Argentina will be in a notable drying trend over the next 10 days. The bottom line, though, is still good for both countries, and there shouldn't be any serious implications. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.